Haywire. Haywire, the voice of regional youth.
Josh Garden and Neil Harvey, Canberra, ACT.
The clinic is an old acupuncture practice, reborn as a chaotic sharehouse about 2 years ago. People have always come here to get well, but never more so than this winter. During the colder months, Canberra becomes somewhat of a ghost town. The streets are not a good place to be when it's below zero. The youth allowance is still 3 days away and there's a warm mug of Milo waiting at home. So for many young people, the number one night spot in town has a stereo, a bar heater, and a pile of weekly rental videos. It's the lounge room. The Canberra lounge room becomes, during winter, the birthplace of many friendships, the resting place of many failed relationships, and the scene of many creative endeavours, some of which succeed. At the clinic, the lounge room is an entity that extends from the front door to the back toilet. By day, with everybody out working or studying, it holds nothing more than the standard driftwood of sharehouse living. A 30-centimetre TV, 4 days' worth of washing up, the flaccid carcass of an empty goon bag, and a confused overseas student who knows no one but a distant relative in Sydney. By night, the clinic becomes something more than casualties and scattered possessions. It becomes a place to get well. The treatment begins with dinner, a six-part operation involving each doctor in turn. Then it's bedtime for the TV.
Tonight, the US.
Richard Moorcroft and Kerri-Anne Kennelly curling up beneath a tablecloth that doubles as a doona. From here, anything can happen. Parties occur without warning and can vary from intimate to raging. Six-piece jams evolve from the sound of a doctor tapping absent-mindedly on a tabletop. Midnight bike rides occur frequently, though most often upon the realisation that the pearly supermarket gates will shortly close. It's a place where spontaneity and creativity are part of the air you breathe. It's a place you go to relax and get well, but it's only once you leave that you realise how sacred a source of inspiration it really is. Ideas are uncovered and ambitions crystallise. As you step out the back door and cycle through the damp morning streets, you begin to realise that your life isn't determined by your suburb or city, but what you can bring to it and the rest of the world.